I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fade the music, please.
Yeah, down. Not up, down.
You fade the music. Or you don't just forget my name shout.
Or press the little button that says off, hit that, and then we're good. There you go. Congratulations.
We need your second opinion. All right. Call the fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit Superbook.com.
Chris McMonagle. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's have some fun on this Saturday morning. McMonagle here with you. I got you for 5 hours. You can't go anywhere. You can't leave. It's me and you for 5 hours straight. If I'm up for 5 hours, so are you. So let's do this thing. All right, I'm coming out the gate weird. I can do that. 877-337-6666. Let's have some fun. Let's talk some football. Why not? Yes, both our teams are out. Yes. The Giants got embarrassed last week, yes. But you know what? It is still Championship Sunday. Last week was really the real last week of football with the four games. Now it starts to get a little different, but you still got two games on Sunday before the madness of the Super Bowl. And we'll start there just because I'm pumped for these games, man. As much as you love the upset, right? This is the same thing I have with the tournament. The tournament, the NCAA basketball tournament, you love the upsets. You want to see the 15 seed beat a 2. You want to tell everybody in your office pool you knew it. You knew, you know, Loyola was going to win. You knew this was going to happen. And you love all the upsets, and it's great and everything. And then, but in the Final Four, come on. You want Duke, North Carolina. Let's be honest. And for the Final Four here, I think you can make a great case that you have the best four teams in football. And that is fun, and I'm looking forward to it in the quarterback matchups. And let's just start there for a second because I don't know what was just played at the top of the hour, but it is amazing to me how many people are all over the Bengals. I mean, I get it. I get it. And I think this is going to be one of the great matchups moving forward for the next 10 years. Burrow Mahomes, and this is why I'm so glad for Burrow and Mahomes, and I know this is a little bit out of nowhere talking about Tom Brady. Who cares about Tom Brady? I'm so done with Tom Brady. We don't need Tom Brady. We don't need to know when he's coming back. We don't need to know where he's going. We don't need to see Tom Brady in the postseason anymore because we have young stud quarterbacks who are consistently good when the lights are brightest, who will be playing in this game year in and year out. There's plenty to watch besides having Tom Brady in another championship game. See ya, who cares? Because we have Burrow, Mahomes, Hurts. I don't know if we're ready to throw Purdy in there, but Hurts. We've seen young quarterbacks deliver in this postseason. And for this matchup in particular, this AFC championship game, you are going to see two of the young stud quarterbacks that we are going to see in this game year in and year out. And who are they going to be compared against each other and how their careers went in these big games for the rest of their lives? It's going to be Allen and these two and the young superstar quarterbacks for the next 10 years. And I'm so pumped to really see the beginning of it back to back in this game facing each other. And I have to admit, I understand Mahomes got a twisted ankle here. But I heard a couple of people here talking about how, and especially my compadre back there, Loogie, talking on the Bridge show that the Bengals are somehow disrespected. Disrespected. Everybody and their mother has them winning this game. All week long, they were favorites practically. The line opened up at Kansas City -3, and then it went as soon as people realized he had a high ankle sprain, they were favored in this game. Everybody is on the Bengals. Everybody loves Joe Burrow. They're calling it Burrowhead instead of Arrowhead. He's won three in a row against Mahomes and this Kansas City Chiefs team, and everybody is on this team. And I'm telling you right now, we'll get into the picks, we'll get into all that, but I absolutely love the Chiefs in this game. Love the Chiefs in this game. Love the idea that I'm getting Mahomes. Right now it's 1.5. I'm getting Mahomes 1.5 in his own building. Let's go. I can't wait for this football game. All the different matchups, all the different things, and then obviously both these games, and to see a young quarterback now in Brock Purdy go into Philadelphia and try and pull off this miraculous season, has never lost a game, going for his third playoff win in this kind of atmosphere. We saw what this atmosphere has done to the Giants. We've seen what it's like to go in and try and play this Philadelphia team in their building. The Giants easily, in comparison, easily took care of the Minnesota Vikings, a good but flawed and nowhere near the quality of these four teams left, but a good 13-win team. The Giants went in there and did what they wanted to do offensively for the most part, and I'm surprised they gained a yard against the Eagles. This is a different team and a different defense and a different place to go play, and you're asking this young kid with a very talented team, no doubt. I think you could argue that San Francisco is as talented an overall roster as that there is in the NFL. But for this young quarterback to go into that setting and against this Eagles defense and against this vaunted Eagles pass rush, which is as good as we've seen in forever, to try and win this game and go and accomplish this with his own great defense, I think it's going to be – I'm so pumped – for this weekend's games. You got the two young quarterbacks on one side, the two great defenses on the other, and it's the four best teams, and we're looking to a great weekend. So I'm pumped about that. I'm looking forward to Sunday. It's, you know, it's not quite the Super Bowl. You're not going to invite a million people over. You're not going to go to some stupid party. You're not going to bet on the coin flip. You're not going to do all the nonsense that goes with the Super Bowl. But this is a prime time, last ditch before football is over. Enjoy the Sunday. Get all the trimmings, as Mike Francesa used to say. Get all the food you're going to eat and drink and everything, and get ready for these games, and I'm pumped for it. So let's just start there. We'll get going on the championship games. But obviously, a lot of talk to get local for a second with the Jets and their quarterback situation over this week. And I got to be honest with you, I'm hearing things that I just don't understand, quite frankly. If I want to hear from you, if you're a Jet fan or any kind of football fan who cares what happens to these quarterbacks, but particularly if you're a Jet fan and you do not want Aaron Rodgers, you're going to have to give me a call because I don't understand it at all. Why on earth would you not want Aaron Rodgers here? I don't care what the other options are besides Lamar Jackson, which is a longer-term option that you would feel good about your quarterback. Now your quarterback position is settled for the next decade, assumingly, but you have to pay him a ton of money to a long-term deal, and he wants it all guaranteed, by the way. Otherwise, he'd probably already have signed with the Baltimore Ravens. But besides that option, don't give me Garoppolo. Don't give me Carr. Don't give me a myriad of other guys. All we need is competent quarterback. Play nonsense. You go out, and you trade the draft picks, and you bring in one of the great quarterbacks, if not the great quarterback of his era, someone who won an MVP back-to-back 2 years ago, who was dealing with a thumb injury and a bunch of wide receivers he couldn't get on the same page with, and you bring him here. It's almost the reverse of it's like the ideal situation, but reverse. We talk about it all the time, that you want the young quarterback under, you know, the rookie contract, making no money, so that you can build the roster, right? That's what I've been, that's been my complaint about Daniel Jones as a Giant fan. He's great. Like Daniel Jones, all the talent he's shown, the ability to run the football, his accuracy, it all came to fruition with Brian Daboll this year. But now they're in a position where they have to pay him. And they don't have the tools and the talent and the assets that the Jets do. You want that rookie quarterback. You need Daniel Jones to hit year one, year two, so you can have the cheap young quarterback pick up his fifth-year option because you know about him. Daniel Jones, they weren't able to pick up the fifth-year option because they didn't know. But you know early. You don't have to pay him. You pick up the fifth-year option, and you go about building a roster around the young quarterback. This is almost the exact reverse, where the Jets have done everything else right, building the roster with young, talented kids. They got the offensive rookie of the year, the defensive rookie of the year, the overall rookie of the year. And they are talented. This offense is talented. Hopefully, Breece Hall comes back. They have, you know, hopefully their offensive line gets healthy again. Vera Tucker can come back, and they can protect him. They've got weapons around him that they don't have to pay. Yeah, you always want to tweak it and add other things in free agency. And the cap, don't even get me started on the cap. It is, there are a million ways around the cap. But you bring him here with this team, they are a Super Bowl contender tomorrow. You cannot tell me that with Garoppolo. You cannot tell me that with Carr. You can't tell me that with any other quarterback this side of Lamar Jackson. There is one guy, and as strange as he may be, as unique as he may be as a person, and as much baggage may come with it, we don't know if Green Bay is going to be willing to trade him. We don't know if he wants to come here. But there is no doubt in my mind that the best option for the New York Jets is to bring Aaron Rodgers here. And we've been talking about it all week long. All week long on Carton Roberts and every other show. I only mention them because I obviously work on the show. But, I mean, all week long, it's Rodgers this, Rodgers that. What would you do? What would you do? You bring Aaron Rodgers here. And they obviously hire Nathaniel Hackett as their offensive coordinator, and everyone's trying to draw the conclusion, and maybe it is. But here's what I'll say for everyone who thinks it's ridiculous to think that. You know, he went to Denver, and Denver thought they'd get him, and he's a failed head coach. And first of all, if you're going to talk about your offensive coordinator, I don't give a damn what he's done as a head coach. Doesn't matter to me at all. I don't care that he just flamed out in Denver in 1 year. I don't care. I have no interest in him making decisions. I have no interest in him being the leader of the football team. Scheme plays, call plays. He's done that before. He's taken bad offenses and bad quarterbacks to AFC championship games in Blake Bortles. He's had a career of calling plays. He's obviously worked with Aaron Rodgers. He's a fine hire. He's an established guy. He's a good offensive guy. He's as good a hire as anybody else. This is what they needed. Someone who knows how to run the football, someone who's built offenses around running the football, because that's probably what they'll end up being unless they get one of the great players at quarterback. But that's probably their game. That's what they're looking to do. He's called plays before. He's what they're looking for. And they got one of the guys because he's coming off an embarrassing run as a head coach. And that's the other thing I would say for people who think there's no correlation. This is not an easy job to take. It's not a great job to take unless you have a veteran quarterback. And unless, you know, I doubt very much Nathaniel Hackett coming off an embarrassing run as the Denver head coach, where he got a Hall of Fame quarterback, or at least what we thought was a Hall of Fame quarterback in Russell Wilson, and absolutely made it look like hot garbage all year long. I mean, they were picked to, you know, be in that what was supposed to be the best division in football in the AFC West. They were supposed to be a team making a run for the postseason. This was going to be a big team with all the weapons they have at the wide receiver position, plus Russell Wilson. This was going to be a team that's going to compete with the Chiefs. It's going to compete with the Chargers. And that was going to be one of the best divisions in football, and they were going to be right in the mix of it. And one of the reasons why it was the best division in football, and they fell on their face. When you fall that bad, and you make they were embarrassing offensively. He's an offensive coach. He just got Russell Wilson. They were an embarrassment offensively. And he made embarrassing decisions, and it was an embarrassing 1 year where he got fired. You can't just jump into the next job willy-nilly. You have to make sure you're set up to reintroduce yourself into the NFL. And if this goes badly for him, and they make a regime change with the Jets and get a new head coach or fire him, and he's out of a job after 1 year, and this offense looks like crap, I don't know if he gets another job. So for him to take this job with the New York Jets, high profile of New York City, with a coach kind of on the hot seat and expected to win with no quarterback currently on the roster that would make you feel any kind of way that you can get an offense going despite the weapons at wide receiver, despite the idea that hopefully Hall, who looked like a unbelievable rookie running back and a home run hitter. Besides that, you have no one running your offense right now. There is no way in hell he takes this job unless guarantees were made. Now, the Jets came out this week and did talk about getting a veteran quarterback, and I don't know if it's going to be Rodgers or not, but the connection to Rodgers with Hackett makes a little bit of sense to me, because the only way Nathaniel Hackett, unless he's just took the first job available, which I can't imagine he would, when he knows he's got to be in a good place. This next job has to be good. You know, like Dan Quinn gets fired from Atlanta, he goes to Dallas with a lot of talent, and now he's built up his resume to the point where he's like turning down jobs. He's got the pick of the litter because he reestablished himself as a good coach. Todd Bowles was a terrible head coach. We've seen it again. He's a terrible head coach. They tried it again. But what does he do? He goes to a talented team with a head coach he knows is a good head coach. And he reestablishes himself, doing a great job with the Buccaneers defense. And he gets another opportunity. You have to pick your spot. We've seen it time and time again. Coaches for the Jets, quite honestly. You know, Mangini gets fired by the Jets. He jumps right into a bad job in Cleveland. Never hear from him again. Rex Ryan goes to a defense that couldn't get any better when he went to Buffalo. They were the number one defense in football, and he was unable to – he made it worse. You couldn't only make it worse. They were the number one team in football. They lose in Buffalo. He's on ESPN. This next job for Nathaniel Hackett is huge, and he had to have some reassurance that they were going to get a legitimate quarterback. And you've heard Aaron Rodgers talk about Zach Wilson. – You're hearing rumors all over the place that it's likely he gets moved. The Jets are a viable option. And if that's the case, the Jets should do anything they can. They should move heaven and earth to bring this guy here. This is not the same as Brett Favre to me. This is not the same as bringing in some washed-up guy who's already retired. Aaron Rodgers had a down year for him last year, no doubt about it. He's a year removed from winning back-to-back MVPs with Nathaniel Hackett as his coach. I think this is a slam dunk. So let's start with some football on this Saturday morning. We got the Jets on tap. Obviously, the championship games. I am pumped. I think both of these games are just phenomenal. I love it. I mean, besides being a Giant fan, obviously you want the Giants to have the upset against the Eagles last week. But I Cinderellas are fun until you get to the ball, man. That's just how I've always felt. Now, we've got the four best teams in football. And you got Burrow against Mahomes on Sunday. I mean, it doesn't get better than that. I'm glad it's not Buffalo, because I didn't want the neutral site in Atlanta. In Arrowhead, Kansas City versus the Bengals, Mahomes versus Burrow, which is going to be a matchup we are going to see forever. Burrow's got the early advantage in that matchup, and I love the fact everybody's on them. Love it. I think Mahomes is going to just absolutely fly on Sunday. I don't know why. Maybe I'm going too much on seeing a couple of plays in practice, walking down some steps, but I'm pumped up for it. So let's go. 877-337-6666. What should the Jets do at quarterback, and who you like in the games? That's how we're starting these 5 hours. We'll get into some other things. Jeff McNeil's contract, which I know he doesn't have much power, but the Mets did an amazing job with this contract. And he's going to be here for a long time, the next 4 years, possibly five. The Mets are locking up their guys. Always fun to see. And with the baseball offseason, that's really what a lot of this was. And you got to love it. When you lock up your guys who've been good for you, he's won a batting title, he's going to be back, you know he's with the team, you know you're going to have a core group that you can grow up with. Love that. So let's go. We got a lot to do. We'll get into the baseball, we'll get into some other things. We'll have some fun. Talk some football, talk some different things as we get through 5 hours. Sports Talk Radio right here. McMonigle with you on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.